Hello, Podlers. Coming up, the podcast that accompanies the last ever breakfast show from our legendary studios at number one Golden Square. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And so, for the final time in these hallowed broadcasting walls, we're going to attempt to give somebody a Wickes gift card worth £250. Don't know where to start your next garden project? At Wickes, shop brands you know and love. And I'm talking Flymo, Kärcher and Miracle-Gro. in their new garden range. Plus, find all the inspiration and help you'll need to make your next garden project a reality. Shop right now, wickes.co.uk. So we've got the gift card. It is worth £250. We're going to play a brand new game named Led You Down the Garden Path. Yes. Matt, how's this going to work?
Well, Dave, Anna, Glenn and myself all have incredibly showbiz lives. We've seen some things in our time. We're each going to tell you a tale about a celebrity encounter from our lives. But you know you can't always trust us. One of us will be lying and one will be telling the truth. All you have to do is identify which one of us is lying and who is leading you down the garden path. You see, it's as simple as that, my little porcupine.
Thank you very much indeed, Matt. Now, on a completely separate note, this is a caveat. This is nothing to do with the competition. We do have one of Anna's showbiz friends joining us at around 7:15 this morning. So excited to share it with you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is 6:45 on your Friday morning. Welcome along to the final edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show from this studio in One Golden Square. As of Monday morning, we're going to be in our brand new studios from 6. And I, for one, am excited. Slash really nervous because there's loads of buttons. Right now, though, well, we've got your chance to win a Wickes gift card worth £250, as is tradition. We're playing Lead You Down the Garden Path. Matt and Glenn and Anna are going to tell us little tales. Two of those yarns are true, but one of them is going to be telling a fib. Identify who that person is, win yourself the gift card. And playing first of all on line one, we have Melissa. Good morning, Melissa.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Melissa, welcome to the show. A fan of Absolute Radio 90s. Melissa knows that she can sniff out the liar amongst you. So, Matt, let's start with you, shall we? Tell us a tale.
Yes. Well, it was just a couple of weeks ago in this very building. As I was leaving through the incredibly heavy front doors, I bumped into a former Super Club DJ, Judge Jules. And he was just outside looking for the building. I held the door open because it's so hard to hold open.
Yeah.
He sort of had to brush past me to get in. It was quite an awkward exchange, really. And as we know, the judge don't budge, so I had to move out.
Okay, so brushing past legendary DJ Judge Jules. Anna, what have you got for us?
Yesterday, I was on the tube, sat opposite the woman that played Shiv in Succession.
Really?
And, awkwardly, I was staring so much, trying to work out who she was, where I recognised her from. She was wearing a cap. And what I presume was her partner stood in front to block her from me.
Oh, wow. Stop that. Not even Glenn's security guard Peter does that, do you, Peter? Peter?
No, it's nothing.
Nothing at all. And finally, Glenn.
This was a lot longer ago. This was about 10 years ago. I was on holiday in Portugal. And I realised former England and Liverpool fullback Paul Konchesky was staying in the villa next to me because he came over to ask for his kid's ball back.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Melissa, who's telling the lie there?
I think the one about, what do you reckon? My son's suddenly woken up.
Oh, okay. Hello, hello, son. He's 22 years old. Is it Matt, Anna, or Glenn? Who's lying?
I'm going to say Anna.
You're going to say Anna. Anna, are you telling a porky pie?
No, I'm telling the truth.
You're telling the truth.
She is a creep.
Okay, Melissa, we'll speak to you later on. That means we go to line two and Carl, who likes Absolute Radio Country. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, team. You okay?
Very good, hello, man. Hello. So you're playing for the gift card. Unlucky to Melissa. Anna is now out to play because that is true. So who's telling the fib? Is it Matt or Glenn?
Is it Glenn, the last one in Portugal?
You think that Glenn is telling a fib?
Yeah.
Yep, it was not
well
Portugal.
Done. Paul Conchesti's always in Spain, of course. Well done, Carl. You've got yourself the Wix gift card worth £250.
Thank you.
Nicely done, my friend. Have a lovely weekend ahead. That was all thanks to Wix, where you can shop top brands. We're talking Flymo, Kärcher, Miracle-Gro.
Miracle-Gro.
In their new garden range. Plus, find all the inspiration and help you'll need to make your next garden project a reality. Shop at wix.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
For the final time from our studios here, our home for over 15 years, it is time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. So I imagine, Matt, the next Social Ammo you do will be Monday morning from our brand new studios. But yeah, I imagine as it's the final one from what's known as OGS, One Golden Square, you've lined up some big hitters. So what have you got for us?
Goats and Steve Bruce.
Oh, wow.
That's basically
what a way
in
to
a
go
nutshell.
Out.
So if you're in the market for a goat, have you ever had a goat?
No, I did.
I've often fancied
I did
it.
Milk one with Nicole Scherzinger once.
True story. Well, an island in Italy is so overrun with goats, it's offering to give them away for free. So it's called Ali Kudi.
The number I think we know what it's called, mate.
I don't think you do. The number of goats has reached six times the human population. There are 100 people that live there.
Hang on, don't tell me. Live mass on the radio.
Yes.
600 goats.
Yes, exactly. Sixth one.
Take that, Ramesh.
Six goats for every one person. They used to just roam around on the hills, but now they're everywhere.
Wow.
Imagine him just walking the streets, going into people's gardens, going into their homes. Just goats cause an absolute menace. And they've started an adopt-a-goat initiative.
You're getting a goat, aren't
you? Well, I'm thinking, you know, you won't have to cut the grass. If you just have one goat, will probably cut my lawn.
But why? You work with a goat every morning.
Also, they make a lovely...
I deserve that.
They make a lovely ricotta cheese. You've got goat's milk. So, yeah.
Do they churn it with their hooves?
Yeah, they churn it with their hooves. So, I mean, I think it might be worth getting a goat flown over from this Italian island.
But they're going to love us at the new studios when we arrive on Monday morning with a show goat.
Yeah, a show goat. That's a great idea. As a little pet mascot. And then the other goat, the goat of English centre-backs in many people's eyes, certainly at Manchester United, Steve Bruce.
Oh, it's Talking Steve Bruce Friday.
Yeah, it is. It's Talking Steve Bruce Friday. That's right, Glenn. He is back. He's been trending again. This time it's nothing to do with his series of football-related crime novels. He's been punditing again, right? And this is astounding because he's got one of the most famous football clichés wrong. And it's a cliche from Alex Ferguson. He used to play for
his
Alex
boss,
Ferguson,
yeah.
his old boss. And this is what he said the other night.
Well, I think it's now where you really, really, it is the focus of... It's right tickly bum time, Sir Alex.
Oh, my God.
Tickly bum time. No one's ever said that. It's squeaky, Steve. Come on, everyone knows that.
Squeaky and tickly bum times are two very different things. Very different.
What an unbelievable...
Go to HR with both of those. Tell me how you get on.
It's Alex Ferguson, not Ken Dodd, for heaven's sake. So, unbelievable that he would get it wrong, having played for the Manchester.
Bless him.
So there you go. It's tickly bum time. You'll be talking about that later. And I've saved your day.
What a way to leave the building.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the final breakfast show from our legendary building at number one, Golden Square, which has also lent its name to a fantasy football mini league that we're all in. OGS first floor, one Golden Square first floor, where I am third from bottom with 1,611 points.
Yes.
And the self-proclaimed expert of all things fantasy football is only two places above me with 1,651.
Well, I don't think self-proclaimed expert.
You do a podcast about it, mate.
Yeah,
I mean,
still, it's very much in inverted commas, the expertise, and I'm having a bad season.
Jay Lawrence is just behind you. Then we've got Dan Noble. I'm sorry, Nick Jackson is the name of his team, which is an excellent name for a football team, on 1,658 points. So, yeah, Richie first doing quite well. Saka attack, 1,701. So we no longer have an OGS first floor fantasy football league because we're moving house.
We need to rename it.
We're going to be in a brand new studio come Monday morning. But the other great and fascinating thing about fantasy football, which I had forgotten until I started worrying about the group being called OGS first floor, was that Anna, at the beginning of the season, because you got asked out by a Crystal Palace striker. Oh, yeah. What was his name again?
Mateta. Yeah.
Mateta, because Mateta slid effortlessly into your DMs. I said, oh, you should put him in your fantasy football team. And we've not checked in on it all season. We've got like 8 games to go now. So this is so exciting. Have you been bitten by the fantasy football bug? Have you been changing your team and triple captaining and doing all that stuff, or have you just left it as it is?
I must admit, I shamefully have not been across it. I've been getting those reminders from the app. Just
help me! We're all injured!
Well, that's exactly what's happened. But, like, at the beginning, my team is a bit different to what it is now. Because I remember at the time, when we first started it, I had good intentions. And yeah. I was passing it around some of my, you know, footballer friends.
To get advice.
More on that in a second. Yeah. And what happened to the blossoming romance between you and Mateta? Did that ever...
It came to nothing. Not yet.
He's been in quite good form, Mateta.
Yeah, that's what my dad said. Yeah.
Maybe it's worth one date at least.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't triple captain him, but you know. So what Anna's referring to there is obviously as a well-connected, award-winning journalist and broadcaster, that Anna's got friends in high places. Mm. So ahead of us talking about the fantasy football team, Anna called a friend of hers, not just any friend, yeah, former Charlton legend, yes, Spurs legend, and England international, Darren Bent. And this is what Dazza had to say about Anna's fantasy football team just yesterday afternoon.
Hi, Darren Bent here, former England player. Just looking over your team, I mean, on paper, it's a really good team, some really good names. But you've not even adjusted to the injuries, the red cards, the suspensions. You've completely left it. Like, on paper, if this team played every single week, it'd be good. But the fact you've left Saka when he's been injured, Romero has had red cards, Matty Cash had been injured, Trippier's not even playing at the minute, Rashford's had no form. I mean, the fact you've stuck with it, you've had Haaland as a captain, he's not played. Listen, it's an awful, it's a good team on paper, but it's awful team selection. Awful.
So you won't make me manager then?
Absolutely not.
Wow. In conclusion, Darren?
Conclusion is tickly bum time.
I can only presume you mean all of those red exclamation marks next to players mean they're doing really well. Oh, yeah.
That's where I'd be going wrong. Yeah.
You should call your team How Much Can You Bench?
So well done, Anna. You're doing all right. You're doing better than me. Not quite as good as Matt, but you're doing very well considering you've done absolutely no fiddling with it whatsoever. And I'm kind of on the thing all afternoon. And thank you, of course, to Darren Bent.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
For the final time from our home here at One Golden Square in London, Soho, it's time for this.
5 words, 5 grand, with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
Now, it will be back from our brand new studios on Monday morning when we will be back from our brand new studios from 6 a.m. That ain't going to change. The only thing that could change that is if somebody wins the money today, yes, by matching 5 words with a member of the team. And hoping to do just that is Estelle. Good morning, Estelle.
Hi, Dave. Hi, team.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, so you're the final person to play 5 words, 5 grand at One Golden Square. How does that feel?
No pressure.
No pressure. You could win the money. What a lovely way of... You know I like bookending things, Matt.
Yes.
You know I like a bookend. You know I like a good payoff.
Bookend
with 5K, that would be nice, wouldn't
Very
it?
Very nice indeed. Now, I spoke to Estelle off air. She loves the main station. She's a main station kind of cat, which is great. I also said, who would you most like to get on the random player generator? And she said, Anna. And I said, oh, that's great. Why? She said, because I'm a bit random too.
We could be random together.
That's nice.
No, no, we can.
Do you love potholes too?
Yes.
Yes.
We got 2 pothole princesses. Oh,
beautiful.
Changing the perception of potholes. One listener at a time. Yeah, I quite like them now, actually. I don't mind them.
They're off character.
Let's spin the random player generator. See if you are Matt with the pothole princess. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore.
Glenn Moore.
Okay, oh, yeah. Good luck.
Your final
potholes.
Performance.
My final one. I've lost my job.
Okay, Peter.
Carry him out.
Scoop up Glenn and carry him out. There he goes.
Oh, he's so strong, Peter.
with his security detail.
Is Peter coming to the new building as well?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, he's just with Glenn,
isn't he? He's got like a five-year deal to protect Glenn. Okay. There goes Glenn and his security guard, which means, Estelle, it's just you and me now.
Okay.
It's all good. I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind. I'll give Glenn more the same five words. If the same five words as your five words, you can have £5,000. That is five words, £5,000.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Every now and again in this game over the years, there's been what you can only describe as a gimme. Yeah. That's exactly what you have. Your first word is yes.
No.
Your next word is up.
Easiest word possible.
Okay. Slightly trickier terrain after this, I'm afraid.
Oh, gosh.
Estelle,
okay.
The producers were feeling generous, but only to a point. Here we go. Play. P-L-A-Y, play.
List.
Good.
That's good, yeah.
Very good.
Okay, good.
Guilty.
Nervous. Oh. Sorry?
Guilty.
Pleasure.
Oh, nice. I thought you might go with an opposite there, but no.
Oh,
very good.
Gosh.
Very good, though.
Making me nervous now.
No. Really guilty good pleasure's
really
good, really good.
Response.
I mean, I think probably no's not right for yes, but apart from that, you should be fine. Okay, your penultimate word is dance or dance. D-A-N-C-E.
Floor.
Great.
You're a party animal, aren't you, Estelle? Yeah. Playlist, guilty pleasure, dance bit. Floor. Yeah. Someone's got the Friday feels, haven't they? Goodness me.
Real music matters to you, doesn't it?
It does.
It does.
And finally, the word is animal.
Oh, that's a good one. Animal.
Take your time, Estelle. It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. Hard. It's so hard.
Yeah, yeah.
The removal men are coming in a minute, but don't worry.
No pressure. Animal farm. Oh no, that's
no.
Really,
yeah.
No, that's
really
good.
Good. Really good.
Okay.
Party all weekend, then a bit of all well at the end.
Yeah. I mean, it's what a life. What a life.
What a weekend you've got coming up.
She knows how to live.
Okay, Estelle, you've done really good work on those. I mean, we were joking about maybe the money going today, bookending our time here at One Golden Square. But you're right, Matt, it could easily go. So, Estelle, it's vitally important you stay exactly where you are right now.
I'm not moving.
The method man, Glenn Moore, is in play next. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Morning, Dave and team. My partner, Tracy, is so busy listening to Five Words, £5,000. She missed the junction we need on the motorway. Look what we're doing to the people of the UK. £5,000 with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good. Time to pull over, Tracy.
Yeah.
Because Glenn is back in the room taking a deep breath. Estelle has been waiting patiently on line one. It is time for the payoff to the final five words, £5,000 from our legendary studios and home for over 15 years, number one, Golden Square, Soho, London. I would love it if the money was to go. Without sounding all Kevin Keegan there. Yeah. I'd love it. Okay. Good luck, Estelle.
Thank you.
You suffer the same affliction as I do. You go an octave high when you get excited.
I'm the complete opposite.
The first word this morning,
yeah,
Glenn, is yes.
No.
Of course.
Yay.
Up next, play.
Oh, man. Playtime. Oh. No!
Oh,
Playhouse would have been the second.
No. Keep going.
No.
No.
What?
Playlist. Playlist. I mean, playtime is absolutely fine. Of course it is.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
That's the trickery of Five Words, Five Grand, which means, by the way, we will be playing again on Monday morning from our brand new studios. All I need to do is work out how all this kind of stuff works. And you know, you hear this and you think that's just easy to do. It's not. And it's even more complicated in the new studio.
You've got to do the synths live. It's not easy.
Estelle, you haven't won the money. You have been such a charm. Let's go through the other words, the remaining words here.
Okay.
Guilty.
Innocent.
Pleasure.
Oh, man.
Dance.
Hall.
Floor.
Oh.
Old school, though, Glenn. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And animal.
Crossing.
Farm.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Which sorry. Which means... Oh, it's the big Hollywood ending I was hoping for $1 square. It's 1 out of 5. Estelle, have a great day. We'll speak to you soon.
Okay, good luck for Monday, guys.
Oh, thank you so much. We really do appreciate that. We're going to need it as well, so that's great. So we will be doing Five Words, Five Grand again on Monday morning from our brand new home.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. It also just happens to be the final breakfast show from our building here in One Golden Square.
Yeah, we're moving. It's moving day.
We are. This has been home to us for over 15 years. On Monday, we'll be coming to you from some brand new studios. So it'd be remiss of me not to ask you about your moving tales at 8, 12, 15. Whether you're moving in or moving out, I want to know. And joining us right now on line one is Bryony. Good morning, Bryony.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hi, welcome Bryony. To the show. So just looking at your text, it was all going so well. You were packed up and ready for the 80-plus mile move away. You'd left the house in tip-top condition. And then, well, who got involved, Bryony?
That would be my beautiful, lovely cat that looks a little bit like a chimney sweep. And so decided to pretend to be one.
Oh, what? So, what? So the cat ran up the chimney? Is that a nursery rhyme?
It should be.
So your cat ran up your chimney?
It ran up the chimney and then realised there wasn't anywhere to go, so it came back down with a plop and a pile of soot and went sprinting across my perfect pristine cream carpet and up the cream stairs and into my bathroom.
Oh, no.
With a trail of soot behind it.
I own neither a chimney nor a cat, so I could, this is the first time I can hear that such a thing could ever happen. This is amazing. So you've got everything ready to go and now the whole place is just covered in soot.
Absolutely. And it was a beautiful summer's day as well, so I'm wearing a nice white outfit. So grabbing the cat, now I'm covered in soot. So I know, I'll give him a quick wash because otherwise he's going to be in a car for 2.5 hours covered in soot. That was not a good idea. That was really not a good idea because now I have wet soot all over me and
wet
the cat
soot.
And the floor and also some decorative scratches that are bleeding all over me.
Oh, wow, Bryony, this is a harrowing tale, isn't it? Don't you go running up that chimney before we move, Matt. No. I want the same opposite. What's this beloved cat called?
This is Pepe, and he was white. He for about 6 weeks he was grey, and I don't think he regrets a minute of it.
Bryony, thank you ever so much for sharing your tale on the breakfast show. Lovely hearing from you. All our best to Pepe, and we'll speak to you real soon. Cheers, Bryony.
Good luck with the move.
Thank you very much indeed. We appreciate that. Keep them coming. We've all moved at some point, haven't we? But what's gone awry? What's been interesting? What have you discovered in your new abode? 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning and we're currently exchanging your tales of the weird and wonderful experiences that you've had whilst moving house, because, of course, today we move out of One Golden Square and on Monday we'll be coming to you live from 6 a.m. from our brand new studios. Now, I'd like to welcome back to the show our Five Words, Five Grand competitor, Estelle. Hello again, Estelle.
Hi, Dave. Hi, team.
Hi, Estelle.
Welcome back.
We just wanted to bring you back on air so that we could very publicly shame you for getting just 1 out of 5 on our final round of... No, not at all. No, we were saying farewell to Estelle and she was wishing us good luck for the move. And that was when I asked you, has anything weird or wonderful happened with a move in your world? And you told me, tale of a friend, that involved something I just thought was an urban legend. I didn't know that this stuff actually happened in real life. So first of all, set the scene. Tell us who's moving and where they were moving to and what was going on.
So my friend Nicola had sold her house. She sold it to a gentleman, and the relationship between them began to get a bit awkward, we'll say, towards the end. Mm. So use your stuff, you exchange contracts, you get your keys. So she moved in, and after a couple of days, there was this smell, and she couldn't work out what it was.
Oh, no, no.
She searched everywhere, everywhere, and cleaned from top to bottom. And this went on for weeks, and the smell just got worse and worse. So anyway, she got a cat, and the cat would started sitting underneath the window, staring up at the curtain pole.
Oh. Curtain pole?
The yeah. curtain pole?
Yes. The cat was obsessed with the curtain pole. Wow. So
hang on a second. Yeah, go on, carry on now.
So she decided to see what was up there, took the curtain pole down,
yeah.
and the guy that she'd brought the house from had put prawns in it.
I can't believe it. I honestly just, I've heard this story, yeah. but you just think...
The fish behind the radiator thing.
The
I've
fish
never
behind
heard
the radiator.
Prawns in a curtain pole before.
And the silver spoon. Little boy.
King prawns or normal small shrimps?
Actually, what a follow-up question. Again, this is why I do the follow-up questions. Oh, my goodness me. So how long had the prawns been in the curtain pole and the silver spoon? How long had they been in there for?
I think it was about 3 weeks in the end.
Did she try and contact the guy and say, what are you doing? Or did she just move on with her life?
She just moved on.
Just moved on with her life. Okay. Estelle, thanks for coming back on the show.
Thank
it was lovely
you,
hearing
guys.
That. It was just so shocking to hear that really genuinely happens. If you're thinking of doing that, do not do it, okay? Estelle, thanks again. Speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning, and as this is our final live broadcast from our home of over 15 years at One Golden Square in Soho before the big move to Euston Way, where we'll be coming to you live on Monday morning from 6 a.m. I've decided to ask you about your weird and wonderful experiences during a move. Dave, after we moved into our first house, we found a katana Japanese samurai sword under the stairs. Probably just a cheap holiday souvenir, but weird all the same.
Yes, I hope it was a souvenir and they weren't a warrior.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team. When I moved into my first flat back in 2003, I started to decorate. I stripped the wallpaper in the lounge, and on the wall behind were a set of handprints in yellow paint with the name Lisa written underneath. Nothing peculiar about this, you say? Well, my name happens to be Lisa. The yellow paint was the exact same colour I'd bought to paint the walls, and the handprints were exactly the same size as mine.
Oh.
Some may say this is creepy.
Yes.
Others may say this is the place I was meant to be.
Really?
I mean, I'm a fan of the positive spin, Lisa. Yeah.
It's your
get
destiny.
Out.
Get out of the house.
Get
now.
Out right now. And that's from Lisa in Solihull. If you are named Lisa and you put yellow handprints on a wall of a house in Solihull at any point, a circa 2001, 2002, turn of the millennium, get in touch at 8, 12, 15. We'd love to pair you guys up. We really would.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. You are listening to The Breakfast Show, coming to you for the final time from our legendary building here in London, Soho, at number 1 Golden Square. Now, we will be back with you at 6 a.m. on Monday morning, but from our all-new singing and dancing studios.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to hear the difference. It'll still be exactly the same show. You may just struggle with some of the buttons, Dave, in the new place. I think that's all that will change.
Thanks, mate. I told Matt off air that the anxiety dreams are already sneaking in about the new buttons, but it will be absolutely fine. I'm sure it'll be fine. We'll find out on Monday from 6. But right now, well, this is such an iconic building of broadcasting. I think we should rewind the clock and tell the story of what is known as OGS.
Hello, this is an engineering test. This incredibly, it's just the engineering test transmit.
We are test broadcasting until it hurts.
Please write to us. Our address is number one, Golden Square.
Number one, Golden Square. One Golden Square, London, W1R4DJ.
It's 12:15 on Friday, April 30th, 1993. A date which will go down, we hope, in broadcasting history.
Well, good afternoon. This is Richard Skinner. We are now live in Studio One Golden Square in the heart of Soho, and this is the Radio Revolution.
We've had a right old laugh in our home of One Golden Square.
But now it's time to go.
We leave behind our famous lift, which has broken down more times than we've played Oasis.
Great band, Oasis. Two from them, their new one called Slide Away.
We leave behind the creepy basement,
where there's a ghostly old man and a genuine plague pit just beyond the studio walls.
I just thought you might find it interesting that I'm sitting in a mass grave.
We gently close the door on our hallowed zoo,
an area which has played host to team lunches one day
and the world's greatest musicians playing live sessions the next day.
Plus, the occasional illicit soiree by night.
Down the corridor in the area that we call the zoo is where all the animals are, and there's loads of them in there partying away.
We pack up the desks and remove the signed guitars from the walls.
Company offices are boring, and yet ours have been filled with comedians.
Do you realise this is on air?
Are we?
Yeah! Actors.
There's the trailer.
The world's scariest birthdays.
Football!
Boundless creativity.
It was...
Ideas deemed too dangerous for radio.
Too many twits might make a tw...
And a constant soundtrack of music curated by us.
I got in the car, Absolute was on, and it was impression. I send you my compliments.
We pull down the favours on the desk in the studio.
For 30 years, these soulless soundproof boxes have been brought alive by legends of UK broadcasting.
Good afternoon from Graham Dean, Ed.
The Emperor Rascal. And it's rather hard to believe music lovers, Bryce, up and on half.
Good afternoon, I'm Russ Williams here for another
round. I'm Howard Pearson, which
report. Shankar Ghoulie, it's Edward Sissons-Hans.
I think I'm just chatting with a couple of fools.
I'm Chris, this is John.
Hi. Nice out with Pete and Jeff.
Musical trends move on.
And so we too are forever changing.
Like the seasons through our studio window, overlooking the Green Park of Soho's Golden Square.
What a beautiful view of the surrounding streets here at Golden Square.
A view forever changing, yet always constant. Only ever seen by a select few, and yet an unseen presence in every broadcast.
Life moves on, and we must move with it.
But some things do remain a constant.
The lovely Leanna Graham, accompanied as ever by her little puppet dog, Daisy.
We take with us the history and the legacy of all who came through the hallowed doors.
We take their commitment to broadcasting something different, something honest and real.
We take forward the challenge to remain connected to you, our audience.
Thank you!
Our Absolute Radio family.
Bound by 30 years of nodding our heads to brilliant songs
and chuckling
to stupid ideas.
We return the key to reception.
We bid adieu to Bernard, the security guard.
We think of Martin, his predecessor. And we squeeze our way out the double doors, which were never quite wide enough if you had a backpack on.
From Monday, we'll start to create history in our new home, a sparkly new building called The Lantern. But for now... Goodbye, One Golden Square.
Goodbye, One Golden Square.
Goodbye, Golden Square.
Golden Square. Golden Square.
The studio.
The old place.
OGS.
Golden Square.
Studio.
Golden Square.
Golden Square.
Goodbye, One Golden Square.
And thanks for one golden era.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where it is time to hand over to the big fella for the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
What you got for us as we head into the weekend,
Matt? It's a bit of a nice little video that I spotted on the Instagram stories of Natalie from Absolute Radio. Natalie.
Oh,
she
Natalie.
Shared this the other day. Very nice. It's from an American content creator called Ryan George. And he's done a video, right, if the supermarket checkout workers behaved like the self-scanning checkout robot voice, okay? That's the concept. This is what it says.
Hey there, hello. Thanks for shopping at the stuff store. Oh,
my God, you don't need to talk so loud, I don't think.
Now, before we start, I'm going to show you a video of yourself, okay?
What? No, don't. That's not necessary.
Here you go. This is what you look like right now.
That is the worst video I've ever seen of myself. How'd you even manage that?
That's what you look like right now, and now you're aware that you're being recorded.
Okay.
So don't try anything funny.
Yeah, no, I got it. I'm hideous and untrustworthy. Can we move on with the transaction?
Okay, yes, go ahead and scan your first item.
Oh, I do. I'm the one who does the work?
Yes.
All right, so here we go.
Please place that item in the bagging area.
Oh, I didn't put my bag in the bagging area yet.
Should I? I'm going to put my bag in the bagging area.
Silence.
Okay.
What the hell just happened?
Whoa, what?
What was that? Whatever that was, I did not expect that.
It's a bag in the bagging area, and my item is there too.
There is no world in which I can wrap my head around what just happened here today.
Really?
Listen, I'm going to be honest. I think we're going to need the assistance of someone who would rather be anywhere else than here.
Is that really necessary?
I will literally not talk until this person gets here. Do not talk to me. I will not respond.
All right.
It's amazing. And then the assistant comes over with one of those cards around the neck, putting in codes.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same in the UK as it is in America. I'll share that for you so you can watch it for yourself. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it from The Breakfast Show. In fact, it is time, almost time, for me to say arrivederci for the final time from London's Golden Square.
What a moment. What a sad time.
Yeah, it's sad to bid farewell to these
lovely familiar walls, but we move on. Onwards and upwards, Dave.
100%. We've had some incredible times and made some amazing memories here, and it was great to celebrate it on the main station by hearing from some of the Absolute Radio family, both past and present, and sharing with you some incredible sessions. There's going to be a whole load of stuff happening across the Absolute Radio socials, so make sure you give us a follow. But of course, there will also be a brand new edition of the podcast. That ain't gonna change. It needs a name. We had Do They Churn It With Their Hooves, Show Goats, It's Talking Steve Bruce Friday, Tickly Bum Time, Party at the Weekend, then a bit of Orwell at the end, I Don't Have a Cat, I Don't Have a Chimney.
No.
So there were lots of suggestions. It's been one hell of a show. But of course, the name of the podcast just has to be Goodbye One Golden Square.
Agreed.
But as Matt says, we will be back with you on Monday morning from 6 a.m. from our brand new home. So enjoy your weekends, stay safe, stay entertained. All together now, arrivederci.